Chapter 10.
Focus! Focus! Focus!
Nath had no wings. Nothing changed. Thoughts rushed through his head.
Will this fall even kill me?
Through the evening darkness he plunged, headlong towards the street.
I'll know soon enough.
He covered his head with his arms. Something jerked him up by the ankles, snatching him a few feet from impact with the cobbled street. People screamed. Then up, up, he and Celine went. Nath crossed his arms over his chest and scowled. Celine dropped him back on the balcony.
You're an evil lady,
he said.
Am I?
You might have killed me,
he said, gathering his legs under him and standing up again.
Maybe, but I don't want you dead. I want you alive. I want you to embrace the dragon within, and I must say, you seem reluctant to do that.
I'm not reluctant. I've always wanted to fly.
The feline fury cruised to his side. Nath dug his fingers into its mane. The fur was thick and soft. The cat that had tried to kill him before had become his only comfort.
I've always wanted to be a dragon.
Celine's wings collapsed behind her back and disappeared.
I was taught these things when I was a little girl. I imagine things were easier then. More of a second nature. Your problem is still the same. You think more like a man than a dragon. You need to stop that, Nath.
She was right. He'd spent most of his life fitting in with people, not dragons. He simply got along with people better. The dragons had shunned him for some reason. Up until now, anyway.
I just don't understand why your father withheld so much from you, Nath,
she said, coming closer. She kneeled in front of the feline fury and petted it.
He had plenty of time to show you. Why would he hold you back? Gorn Gretak pressed me from the moment he saw me. I mastered the magic within when I was young.
Good for you,
he said. It ate at him that his father had never taught him these things. He didn't understand why. He turned away.
I'll see you later.
You are departing from me so soon? Oh, Nath, don't leave.
He kept going.
Nath, wait.
He stopped and bent his ear over his shoulder.
Next week, Nath, we'll take leave. We'll see the cities. The wide open spaces will do your scales good. I think there's a good chance things will come alive for you out there.
She approached and patted his shoulders.
Just a little longer. Rest till then.
He rolled his eyes.
Don't be so hasty. You don't want to miss Sasha, do you?
He turned to face her.
You expect her back? When exactly?
Any day now. Perhaps that will help you relax. Seeing an old friend.
We'll see.
He said, leaving.
We'll see.
When the heavy double doors slammed behind Nath, Celine caught her breath. Deceiving him wasn't easy. He doubted her despite all she did. She scratched the furry's head and said,
Keep close to him. He needs a friend.
The feline fury slunk outside onto the terrace and leaped into the night. Celine took a lap around the table, tracing her finger along the tops of the chairs.
Thank goodness for crafty spells.
The food was tainted in magic. It left Nath hungry and unable to change into his dragon form. It also inhibited his magic powers. So far, he didn't suspect a thing. She couldn't have him flying from one side of the world to the other and seeing what was going on. The outskirts of the world were under siege. The truce was a lie. She couldn't risk him finding out, at least not until she had a firm hold on Nath, as well as Nelsimbor. Then it would be too late.
He trusts me enough. I just need to finally win him over.
She didn't want Nath to cross paths with Gorn Gretak either. The Dark King would kill him. She needed him. At least for now she did.
Oh, Nath, it's entirely possible that we can rule this world together. I just have to get you to see things my way. Then we can both have whatever we want.
A knock came on her chamber door.
Enter,
she said, resuming her throne. A lone Drakus came in, winged and wearing partial plate armor. His face was a twisted, lizardish scowl. One of her captains. He held a scroll in his hand and kneeled after he approached.
Awfully late for bad news,
she said.
What is it?
High Priestess,
he said, in a deep and guttural voice.
We have found several of these signs, and we thought that you should be informed.
What sort of sign are you speaking of?
He unrolled the parchment and held it out before her. Her eyes became saucers. It was a painted circle with two slashes through it.
Where have you found this?
She demanded.
How many places?
We found dozens. My Drakus, the soldiers, and the clerics are quick to take them down.
Who is putting them up?
That we cannot say.
Find the culprits and kill them,
she said. She leaned forward and pointed at him, saying,
I had better not see any more of these signs in the city.
She slammed her fist on the arm of her chair.
Notify every member from here to Borgash, to the Pool of Dragons and beyond, that I don't want to see this symbol anywhere. And you had better bring me the culprits by sundown tomorrow. This is unacceptable.
As you wish, he said, bowing.
An alarming cry arose from the streets below. Celine headed for the balcony and gazed down. The fire burned in a most peculiar way. A great circle with two slashes glowed brilliantly in the street, dazzling the onlooking crowd.
Guza!
She grabbed the Drakus commander and shoved him off the balcony.
Get down there and put that out!
She rubbed her head.
Sultans of Sulphur, I hope Nath didn't see that.
She slammed her fist on the rail.
I need the changeling!